From the UK
to the USA,
you're rocking with the EC Twins.
How you doing, guys? Welcome to the EC Twins podcast.
Episode 6.
Do you want to tell them what we're loosely going to base this around today?
We're loosely going to talk about why haters aren't only a good thing, they're essential. Many people think they're a bad thing, but they're essential. You need them for optimum success. You need haters, and we'll explain why. If you want to get to the really big time, you need
them. They're unavoidable and they're beneficial.
They're not unavoidable. I don't think they're unavoidable. I think some people don't have haters, but I don't think... That's what
Alistair.
They're unavoidable if you want to be the biggest.
Right. But what I'm saying is, I am literally of the mindset, given that some of the surveys we've had on Instagram have been completely obvious.
What do you mean?
Well, it'll be a yes or no answer.
Oh, yeah.
And the answer is...
Literally, are child molesters good? Yes or no?
Yes, literally.
I literally asked that question, basically, just to test people. I basically said, are child molesters good? Yes or no? Here's what you've got to accommodate for. You've got to accommodate for, first of all, weirdos, and second of all, people who just didn't understand the fucking question.
Absolutely.
Idiots.
I think that was the case, Alistair. I think that was the case.
I basically asked very simply.
Or they pushed the wrong button.
I basically asked very simply, are paedophiles good or bad, just to test if anybody would...
If there was a single question, no matter how obvious you could ask, that would bring back a uniform 100% agreement.
And I'm still only at 98%, and I know a lot of you out there inbox us on Instagram saying, who are these 2%? Those 2% are either weirdos or morons. That just shows you how the planet is, okay?
So they are a bit unavoidable.
Probably didn't understand the question.
I mean, you're not going to get through anything. There's always going to be somebody, Alistair, who, if you're doing well, as nice as you are, who's going to bring their own issues into it. They're going to be pissed off and mad that day. And you could be, I don't know, Mother Teresa, you're curing cancer, and somebody's going to say, screw that guy and hit dislike.
You're talking about one or two haters. I'm talking about the biggest people in the world. Who would they be? Like Justin Bieber or whatever, you know. Justin Bieber's got so many haters.
Right.
What's the word?
Apathetic.
Yeah, I'm apathetic at best. I get it, you know what I mean? Fine, I've not got anything against him, and I've not got anything for him. And he wouldn't get anywhere from somebody like me because I wouldn't cross the street to shake his hand.
But I love Daft Punk, and I wouldn't, if they were playing on my tennis court, I wouldn't walk to my balcony.
No. Somebody said, that's Daft Punk over there, do you want to meet him? I'd be like, nah, I'm good.
We saw one of Daft Punk the other night.
Just right before COVID.
Right before COVID.
And he said, you want to go to his table?
Everybody's like this.
No, I don't want to go to his table. I like his music. I'm not, what if he's a dick? I don't want to go.
He didn't look like a dick. He looked all right. The shorter one, Guy Manuel.
Yeah, and what was good is nobody knew who he was other than us, because people don't know what he looks like without the helmet, and he didn't. Yeah.
No, he looked cool, but the guys who owned the venue were like, do you want to go and meet him? No.
No,
he's on a night out. He doesn't want to be bothered. He's with his friends and, you know, what's going to happen?
I'm going to walk over there and go, hey, how's it going? I'm one of EC Twins. And he's going to go, hey, want to be best friends? Let's collaborate.
Hey, man, I really love your music. Yeah, thanks, man.
Do you want $1 million?
Can I sign your new record?
It's not going to happen, so there's no point. Just be like, nah, it's good. I don't need to meet him.
It's just the way that we like things, though, isn't it? We become a fan of the art and not the artist.
Yeah, we're not really... I've never really been a fan of...
Well,
I can
become a fan of the artist if I get to know him. I'm like, this guy's amazing, but I'm okay to sort of separate the two, and I don't... We're not all that interested in celebrity
We're not all that interested in people.
Yeah, just celebrity culture is just kind of stupid to us, really. The only time I've ever asked for a picture was Mini-Me from Austin Powers. I couldn't resist.
No, David Hasselhoff. You did David Hasselhoff because people said you looked like him.
Yeah, because he looks like my dad.
Is that the only celebrity pictures we've got pictures with celebrities when we've been out.
Yeah, that's different, though.
And I never really
asked was Mini-Me, David Hasselhoff.
Mini-Me from Austin Powers, the little guy.
He's dead now, right?
Yeah, Vern Troyer. So just you say Mini-Me. Mini-Me was the character from Austin Powers. And that's the only person who we ever asked for a picture.
But there always has to be a bit.
Because he was a fucking rock star.
Yeah, he was the best. But there always has to be not so much of a punchline, but almost a...
irony to it, yeah.
Yeah, an irony, you know. I'm not going to jump in a picture with Ariana Grande and say, hey, can we... I mean, you know, I've got no problem with her either. I just...
Yeah, I'm very uninterested.
I'm interested in producing your music. I'm not interested in having a photograph with you or being in
I think that's one of our problems, Mark. I think we discussed it. It's not that we won't do it. We just don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like Michael Jackson could revive himself from the grave and come out through my front door now doing a handstand with sparklers up his ass, and I'd just nod at him. I wouldn't. Nothing, I just don't
you
care.
You wouldn't call around and make sure everybody locks up the
care.
Children. You wouldn't call around the neighbours and make sure everyone locked the children up.
Yeah.
Michael Jetsevac.
I'd be like, you got some serious
explaining
questions
to do. In the meantime, can you sing Liberian Girl? I really like that song. Or Human Nature.
Who wrote Human Nature is written by the guys from Toto.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even a Michael Jackson song. That's it. Me and you are more like, okay, he sang it, but his voice is a little more than a synthesizer to us. Who wrote Human Nature, the Michael Jackson song? The guys from Toto, who wrote Africa and...
Sung and performed Africa.
Africa, Rosanna, all those songs. That like a
really
70s,
great producers and songwriters.
Yeah, they were good. So we're more interested in the music, not the musicians.
Well, that's the problem, because we can sort of scientifically, or not scientifically, but by being music geeks, we can break it all down.
But it's always been...
It loses the magic of this one guy who, to everybody else who just listens to music in, okay, well, that's a... It's a Michael Jackson song. He wrote it, he sung it, he made it. No, he just turned up and sang that one.
But
he was
in another
a good
way,
singer.
It's always made us outsiders, because when we go out and we see all the other DJs and they're all sycophantically sucking each other's dicks in a circle jerk, we're like, nah, we're good. good. You want to go grab a Subway?
If they're nice guys.
Yeah, if they're nice guys.
I think that's what we're more interested in. That's what we become fans of. If we meet somebody and they're nice guys, then I'm in.
Yeah, if
then
you're a nice guy, I don't give a shit if you're famous.
That guy to succeed, you know?
Yeah, if you're famous or not famous, if you're a nice guy, I'm down. I got famous friends who are awesome and they're nice guys, and I got friends who aren't famous. And I've got famous people who I know who I wouldn't bother returning a text message to them because they're assholes. I'm not interested in being part of the circle jerk. I don't like them as people. Let's go grab a Subway sandwich, Mark.
But that's, you know.
I love to name and shame. I love to name and shame.
Yeah. I would say that's more detrimental to us just being not outsiders. What's the word?
Underdogs.
We're all those things, but
we're
reclusive, aren't we?
Yeah, we're reclusive, but come on, man, look, the industry ain't supporting us, really.
No, that's absolutely
true. God bless, they are now
through the weight of...
They support us on and off, but we're not part of their little clique, are we?
No.
Yeah, what, 17,000 RSVPs at our last show. Yeah, were you on at EDC, were you?
No.
And I love the guys from EDC, they're my friends, but were you there?
No. No.
You know what I mean?
I don't know
you had a Beyond Wonderland?
No, I know what you mean. Even these virtual things. I mean, what?
These virtual raves.
How many RSVPs did our last event have?
I don't remember our last one, but up near...
It was around 20,000.
20,000, exactly. We had to cut it.
Name me another DJ.
Oh, by the way, we have no staff. It's just me and him sending out an invite
to
our friends.
Zero promoters. Zero.
20,000.
Zero staff. Zero promoters. Zero agent or manager contributing to any of this. Just me and him on a club that... Or a venue that would normally have zero people there on, like, a weird night... And we're throwing 20,000 RSVPs in. And that's 21 plus as well. So that's not just kids who are desperate to go anywhere.
But then you're looking at all these other people who've got the biggest agents, the biggest managers, of which we don't have, and they've got the best support. And we're the underdog, but we've probably done that to ourselves.
Yeah.
We've probably done that to ourselves.
By being a lame hang.
Yeah, we're not a great hang, man. It's like after the gig, it's like, let's go do...
Yeah, man, yeah. Do you see those bitches? I got this girl. What do you guys want to do? Yeah, man, you want to get in the studio sometime?
No, they're like, you want to... Not even that, because we will talk about the studio to them. They're more like, hey, you want to go... There's all these bitches. I'm like, I want to go back to my room,
eat a sandwich,
fall asleep with, like, pizza crumbs on my chest and get a soda from the minibar.
There's nothing like that moment, and it never gets, just because I guess
after the gig
I guess we were born so poor, which is another thing that I think makes us slightly different than them. Not, you know, because most of those guys are... You kind of have to be wealthy to make music, don't you? You need all the instruments and everything and all, so that takes a while, and a lot of the musical training that we've had to give ourselves, that all takes a long time. So it's pretty much dominated by more wealthier kids. And that's a bit of a disconnect because we haven't got that in common. But I will never get over the $5 can of soda from the minibar.
It's more
for
like
me,
a $7 can of soda.
Is that what it is now?
I go back to my hotel room, I sit in a hot bath and I get a cold Sprite and it cost me $7 and I sit in the bathtub and feel like a baller. I feel
and
like
if you
Richard Gere in Pretty Woman.
Do you remember the first
because time... Because I've got a prostitute in the room with me usually as well. I'm joking.
Do you remember the first
or
time...
Or
do you remember the first time we went to somebody's house and they showed us bottled water?
Bottled water. I'm like, yeah, you pay for water. You know it comes out the fucking faucet, right?
Yeah.
The tap. You know it comes out the
so
tap.
So the concept of paying $7 for a can of soda would have never happened. But now I do...
I paid $17 at Fountain Blue or Fontainebleau, whatever
I don't
it's
know.
Called in Miami.
But all I know is that I do that now out of principle just because I can.
Yeah, sometimes...
And that's one of my... I don't know, that's not what anybody else would call a splurge.
No, sometimes we'll finish the gig and the other DJs and... and sycophantic managers and agents and all want to go and get fucked up and do drugs and chase after women and me and you go to 7-Eleven and you know, get a big gulp and a bag of candy and not really a fun hang, am I?
Nah.
So I can't,
so
really,
can't
really blame them. Do you know what I mean? I can't really blame them.
That's our fault.
I want to talk about is the music.
Music to music.
That's all I want to talk about. Music to music.
Music to music.
Not interested in how many girls
you've
banged.
I remember one of our managers one time saying, like, every other DJ probably shows up with the promoter. He gacks up a line of coke and does shots and has a great time, and we turn up like, right, how many RSVPs have we had?
Yeah.
What's the list looking like? How many tables sold? And he's like, it's a drag. Because
we just care about the
music. We muck about, don't we? But in reality, we are all business.
No, we take nothing. We take nothing seriously other than the job, and we take our job, which is we take it incredibly seriously.
There aren't many people out there who are able to do what we can do. And it's, again, like you say, Alistair, it's thanks to everybody at home because.
We like hanging out with you guys. We don't care. It doesn't make a difference to
us. I think that's 20,000 mates. I think out of those 20,000 people, I probably know. On some level, but at least recognize physically enough to have a conversation, and some a lot more than that. In terms of our friendship, we know each other quite well. Probably about 75% of those people.
Yeah,
and I'll get the other 25%.
20,000, I probably know 15,000. However, do forgive me if I forget your name, because I was reading a study that said your brain, it's like a hard drive, and you only have enough to remember. I think it was quite a lot actually, but I think you cannot remember any more than like 220 names. There's no way you can.
But there are words and all sorts of vocabulary and
yeah, because you've got your brain's a hard drive and mine's full. So if I have to get some more information in there, I'm going to have to lose something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to our podcast. The reason that haters are important is this. You don't actually want everybody to like you. That's a misconception. What's best is
Well, it's also completely impossible. Some people...
Yeah, but you don't even want 98% of them to like you, Mike. You literally want...
I want 100% of them to like me, but life doesn't work like that. People taste foods differently. Yeah. Like, that. They literally... You can't put yourself into somebody else's body, but somebody...
Yeah, but I genuinely...
We all know that certain people taste... What's that one that tastes like salt?
Cilantro.
Cilantro, differently. Some of you eat asparagus, and then when you take a piss, it smells like asparagus. Some don't.
Mine does.
Yeah, you literally taste things differently. So people hear things differently. So there's no way to get 100%.
Yeah, but I really do think if 100% of people like you, Mark...
Yeah.
Because I think there are people that...
They become ambivalent.
Yeah, they become like... They don't... No, not ambivalent, because that's mixed. They become... They don't... It doesn't do anything like...
Right. Not a passionate emotion like...
Exactly. There's so many DJs out there.
You need love and
there's
hate.
So many... Let's take our career, which we can only talk about. So many DJs out there that are nice guys and people like them, but they don't fill a room. Whereas let's take Paris Hilton, who's a friend of ours. And trust me, she's actually quite a nice person. But she performed that show... And we were with her that morning and everybody was talking shit.
We saw, it's a pretty good example actually. Yeah, we saw Paris Hilton when she was into a DJing career, and I think we were shooting a TV show or something together, and she said, come to my show tonight. So we did. It was like on a Thursday night and off night.
Everybody had been texting, are you going to go and see Paris' show tonight? I can't believe they booked her. She's so shit. I can't believe she's booked her.
Yeah,
she's so
this
shit.
Is a joke. What's the scene become? My page is absolutely full of hatred. We turn up, There are people hanging out the door.
There's a goddamn clusterfuck on the door. You've got nothing but like her mad passionate fans. All my gay crew are in there. Like, yes, Queen, they love her. They're all going for it on the dance floor. And even the fucking haters were in there just to see how it went.
Yeah, they were like,
down.
This is bullshit, right? I'm like, well, you're here.
Yeah.
So I
they just went in there and just
called. Yeah, mum, this is just about selling tickets.
She's
done a bloody good job of selling them all, hasn't she?
We used to be bookers and we used to be promoters and club owners.
We always stuck to house music.
We're always house music guys.
We didn't book that kind of an act, but I would understand as a promoter why somebody would
book her. You can talk, I would say to the guys, you can talk shit all night long, you're not hurting her career.
What are we trying to do here? When the scene got so big that a lot of these festivals sell out regardless of who's on the lineup, that's when the mistakes start to happen.
Well, I think my thing is this, Mike. If everybody likes somebody, they don't tend to talk. It's just this uniform everybody likes.
Yeah, you want 50% of people to love you and 50% of people to hate you. That way, 100% of people are talking about you. Mm-hmm. And that's what you want. And
controversy creates cash. No, because we don't have that many at the moment. We could use a few more haters. But during COVID, how many are we going to get? But I saw you responded to that hater the other day. He tried everything.
I don't normally do it. And go on, sorry, finish you up.
No, it's okay. This guy was really hating. He was really trying at every angle to hurt us hard. And it was just like, reply. And we're saying to him, don't you understand? The more you come at us and the more you tweet and Instagram and the comments go up and the algorithms go up and the more this debate goes on, that you're helping us, dude.
And
like, how much do we owe you for your hard work
but
today?
But Alistair, haters are going to have a valid point sometimes. If somebody gives me some abuse, sometimes I'm like, yeah, he's got a point. That's absolutely right.
Yeah, like, what's he going to make fun of my stupid big hat?
That's
like,
right.
I get
yeah.
it, dude, but I got awkward hair.
That's right. Be like, what the hell were you wearing? I'm like, yeah, what the hell?
Just two assholes who wear hats. It's like, yeah. But if I didn't wear the hat, we'd just be two assholes with really weird hair.
He's like, look at that stupid hat. And he's like, yeah, I look like Smokey the Bear. Yeah, I look ridiculous. But
people have tried to attack me for my fashion sense sometimes. Obviously, I don't have any fashion sense when I'm doing the podcast. But it's like, yeah, valid points.
Valid,
you know,
absolutely valid. Let me know if I'm fucking up here. Remember we did that festival in Singapore one time? We were nobody at the time, especially in Singapore. Yeah. And we go on stage and the crowd was just dead set to cheer at anybody who was on stage. They cheered at us. So they were just cheering. They were going absolutely crazy to the point where I was looking over my shoulder like, me?
And there's the one guy
and
in
there
the
was
crowd.
One
10,000
guy,
people in watching
10,000 short Asian people and one big, tall, white, most likely British
person doing this to us, which means, this means fuck off in Britain, by the way. Just so you know, it's from when we were at war with the French. We had the best archers, so the French used to capture us.
Not we. We didn't do anything.
No, the British
were
at war with the French. We had the best archers. The French used to capture us, take our two fingers so our archers couldn't shoot. And
so the British archers. So we are British, but...
So we would do this to show
I just
them.
Need you to know I never
basically
shot a French
this,
person
you
with an
Americans
arrow.
Have this one. This seems to mean something else in Britain, in America, which is why I do it often in pictures, for irony. But, yeah... 10,000 little short, respectful Asians cheering for us and one British tosser of about 6'5" doing this to us.
And he's telling everyone, stop cheering,
stop cheering the queers. Nothing but a pair of faggots, he's saying about
yeah,
us.
That's what
stop
he's
cheering
saying.
The faggots. And that's we could hear him.
I could hear
his fucking voice.
That's how much we tuned into. There's 10,000 people, I could hear him. And you said, do you see that guy? There's 10,000 people. And I'm
he was way back too.
10,000 people going, like, we must have been reading his lips.
The whole room went silent except him, and he's going, fuck you,
and
faggots.
And me and you stop paying attention to 10,000 people, and we're like,
we'll come down there and beat your ass.
I'm going to come down there and beat your ass.
I've got 15 minutes left and I'll be down there to beat your ass for you,
you
mate.
You stay right there, mate. 15 minutes. You stay right there. We'll come right over and we'll sort this out later.
So what a completely the wrong thing to do.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
What the hell are we doing?
Morons.
Like, ignore him.
And that is because me and Mark are fucking morons. Okay, he's a moron and he's shouting at two morons and we're connected on that level.
But I was able to quickly... psychoanalyze that one and go, okay, don't do that again. Ignore him. He's brought his own issues into this event and he's actually really helping because actually out of the 10,000, the others might walk away, they might say, what have you done this weekend? And if they're pushed, they might say, I watched the EC Twins and they were good. He will definitely walk out of that show and say, I saw these twins, watch this video, these guys.
The years that we have earned the most money, and it's not about money to us, but the years that we've earned the most money is we have taken some brutal hate, some brutal criticisms, and you know, we used to turn to our managers and agents and lawyers and say, well, what is this shit all about? Half of this shit isn't even true. Can we not just get these people for liable? And they're like, we're earning millions. Who gives a shit? Let them talk. They're like, oh, yeah.
I remember.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Keep talking about me. You're making me rich. I'm sorry, guys. You know, the purest example of it, and I really don't want to talk about it, but the purest example of 50% love you, 50% hate you, and you will be the biggest thing in the world is Donald Trump. And I didn't want to say it, but he's the biggest one. Okay, I don't even, that guy doesn't need any more airtime out of my mouth.
It's a really good point, Alistair.
He's going to become the president for the second term, and yes, many people validly hate him, and some people have some valid reasons to vote for him. Some people are just morons. Personally, I don't care for any of the politicians. I'm not interested. They're all puppets. But he's the purest example. You all talk about him. I don't need to turn on my social media and hear anything more about this clown.
You know what?
He looks like a person who would play a president in a porno.
I mean, I can't, you know, really talk to the... There are some people who vote for him for particular reasons. Either they don't like the system or maybe one particular policy that directly affects them. And I try to be understanding, and that's okay. The rest of them, I can't, I have to assume.
But he's your purest example of it, okay?
I have to assume that you don't read an awful lot.
He's your purest example of summing up the point.
The ones who hate him are twice as nuts as the ones who love him.
You're just promoting this guy.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States. President
of the... Why do I have to look at this guy's face? Stop paying attention to him. I'm not interested. I worked out he was a moron when I seen him in the Home Alone movies. I'm like,
you know what he could have done?
What's that guy's hair all about?
You know what he could have done to help Kevin McAllister with all his millions? And do you know what he did? Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, he's going to help you though, right? He's going to help you with one tooth in a trailer park. He's going to help you. He doesn't even understand your life. However, again, I don't give a shit about Biden either. Get rid of that senile
well,
old
he's,
clown.
Yeah, I mean, that poor
he's
bastard.
He's dead on arrival
that's
as well.
Elder's so. Abuse.
This is not a political podcast. I'm just
saying. He's a...
I tried to avoid him and use Paris Hilton as an example, but really, it's Donald Trump.
No, that's when you want to take it to the ultimate example, you're absolutely right. And so, if you're ever achieving anything, but the main thing is, I would say, ignore the haters, but also know that
celebrate
when they
them.
Come, you are doing great. You mentioned those like Tekashi 6ix9ine, you're just a rat, but you know, a talentless snitch, phony. But
I've got to see him on my social media all the
time. I'm trying to know who the hell he is. I don't even want to know who the hell that guy is. How the fuck do I know who this guy is? Because you guys put him in my pissing head. 50% of you for loving him. And
because
the other 50% of you for hating him. And now
thing.
I'm talking about
what
him
don't
too.
Understand.
Look, I'm proving my own point.
Because what they don't understand is this. Whether you hate Tekashi 6ix9ine, Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian, Donald Trump, or love them, you will click the fucking link with the headline. You will click it. Stop clicking it.
On that note, did you see the other Kardashians?
Yeah, her makeover, and she just came back looking. She don't even look white anymore.
She looks like
she's Middle Eastern, right? But she didn't even look. She's Armenian. Yeah. Love me some Armenian.
We are big fans of Armenians.
But she doesn't. Yeah, she looks weird. She looks kind of Asian, maybe.
Looks like she's had a head transplant.
That's what gets me. It's like the whole Adele thing. And again, we'll address this in
another
podcast.
No, let's address that later. So
but there's a lot of surgery going on there. You know what I mean? I don't want to get told she ate kale for a week. And
oh, she did keto. She did that surgery, guys. They're lying to you.
I know
there's
the
a lot of Instagram guys who are showing you how they got in shape. Yes, steroids. They take his steroids, right? She looks like she's had a head transplant, though, the Kardashian one. I honestly think Caitlyn Jenner probably called her up and said, whoa, easy, don't go too far now.
Yeah.
There's only so much you can change.
Well, yeah, that goes back to the whole us talking about, you know, you can only say so many things. You know how at the moment you say one word and you get you know, we are the opposite of sexist, racist,
transphobic,
any of those things. You've seen my posse, you know what I mean? My posse is mainly
all those things. Opposite end of those
things. I did a gig in Lavo, New York, and afterwards me and Mark went out with our friends, not the other DJs, not the promoters, went out with our friends, and I'm then nobody was white other than me and Mark. There was three of them were trans.
One of the trans was like Latin. I don't know if you consider that white.
Yeah, well, three of them were trans. The rest of them were black.
I love that, man.
There was an Asian lesbian. We were just...
I love that, man. How interesting is that?
But you say something about... But people are like, well, you can't say anything anymore about a trans person. It's like, okay, you shouldn't hate somebody for being trans, but you shouldn't love them for being trans or black or white. It's like, you shouldn't hate somebody for being trans, but you shouldn't love... Caitlyn Jenner is a shit person, okay? She's a person who's murdered
against her right to gay marriage, right?
Killed somebody with bad driving, you know, a horrible person. I don't like the person, okay? I don't care if they're trans or not. And people are like, oh my God, you're being transphobic. No, I don't like Caitlyn Jenner. I don't like the individual. I don't give it. The fact that she's trans has about as much importance to me as the size of her fucking feet.
But you're going to say the size of a penis.
I don't know if she's got one anymore, but you know, I go back to the Dave Chappelle. Like, if you're going to do, you know, Playboy, you're going to have to go all the way, Caitlin, because I know I'm going to look.
Yeah, I like that Brody Jenner guy. He's dope.
He's a nice guy. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
I like him. Yeah, he's like the best looking one out of all that family, isn't he?
Probably, yeah. He's been nice to us.
Yeah, I like him.
You know what? Maybe Caitlin would be nice to us.
I shouldn't talk.
This comes down to me and Mark being our own worst critics.
It doesn't mean I have to stand for being against.
It
doesn't mean I have to stand for somebody who's against an equal right for same-sex marriages because.
It doesn't affect them.
It doesn't affect.
She's not for gay.
She wants to have a sex change and all of a sudden she's on board with that because that's what she wants to do. Yeah. Whereas if she didn't want to do that, she'd be against it. I'm sorry.
I don't like her politics.
Probably not a 100% bad person. I'm sure there's plenty of redemptive qualities, but there are plenty
her son's cool.
Of those have anything to do with her being trans. We don't give a shit about that at all.
That's actually irrelevant.
It's actually kind of interesting.
It's trivia.
Yeah. But well, I mean, what do you think about the about getting plastic surgery? I mean, where are your thoughts on that?
Fuck it, why not? I mean,
well, I think
look, it's like me and you say you've got okay. I don't know all these Kardashians because they're all
I don't
just
know the
one
difference.
Lump to me. But you've got the two Jenner sisters,
right.
And one of them was born prettier, and one of them was born
one
less
them,
attractive.
One of them was pretty enough, and one of them was more basic.
And
so the way I feel,
yeah,
the more the one is relatively attractive.
Yeah,
she should just maintain her looks, you know, just do your best with them. But the one who wasn't as physically attractive, arguably, and
she made herself more attractive. So
yes, I say go for it. Go to.
I just wish they'd be honest about it. That's all, because it's the part where I have to see my friends thinking that eating kale and rubbing moisturising cream is going to make them like that.
Buying lipstick and it's not the lipstick.
Do you understand? You
can't.
The
filler.
Do you understand, guys? I don't know if you've ever seen me, but I've got no ass. Okay, I can go to the gym and squat all day, and I ain't getting a Kim Kardashian booty on me, and neither are you, because it's fake. Her ass is fake.
I don't think fake asses are ready yet.
No, I don't.
It looks like if she took a shit, it'd come out like Tagliatelle. I don't find that
no,
sexy.
No, I don't. Especially when they get the ass done and they forget to get their thighs and the back, the
oh, is
hamstring
that what it
done.
Is?
Yeah, so you've got the big ass and then you've got the little sparrow legs.
Ah, is
like
that what
Madonna, those whack pictures of Madonna, which you posted, and all the Madonna fans got at you.
Hey, I love Madonna.
Yeah, I'm damn.
I love Madonna. I'm a big fan of a lot of Madonna's music, but.
And what she did for pop. Music and what she did for the scene and her fashion. Big fan of Madonna, but hey, her ass looked weird. And Mark posted that, and all the Madonna fans just nailed the EC twins. It's like, hey, we're still talking about her, aren't we? We're keeping this grandma relevant. I don't know what to tell you.
She looks.
We're helping out. We're contributing. Yeah, like back in the day, it was like a trapeze artist without a net, you'd be like, my God, that guy's so brave. Now somebody goes into the office and, you know, tells a edgy joke that might mention something sexist. You're like, that guy's fucking fearless.
Yeah. I have friends on my Facebook, they'll post one contentious issue. 99% of us will like it and agree, and they'll get one bad comment. They'll delete the comment, and then they'll spend the next 2 hours going on because they got one criticism, and it's just stuck with them. It's like, who cares? That person who hated you might have been an idiot.
I often just say things just to create conversation.
What do you mean?
Sometimes I say things that I don't even believe.
Well,
and people take me the wrong way. Like, again, if it goes back to politics, I say something and somebody's like, oh, you're a Trump fan? No, I'm not a Trump fan. Oh, you're a Biden fan? No, I'm not a Biden fan. I don't care about politics. Same way I'm not a Lakers or a, what's the other team?
Clippers.
A Clippers fan. I don't care about basketball.
Well, no, I mean, I would consider that, if everybody wants to know, that we were to the left of Noam Chomsky, but I don't know what left means anymore.
Yeah, yeah. But we're left wing.
But I don't know. But I say that.
I'm somewhere to the left.
I say I'm left wing.
I'm somewhere to the left of Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. I say left wing.
But that makes me appear right to some people.
Right, right. Because I say left wing in that I don't like homophobia or religious bigotry or racism or any of that. But then the left wing nowadays tend to be the ones telling people they can't say.
Yeah, they're the ones who are telling me to shut up all the time and
they're
can't say.
They're the ones ripping videos. You know that Michael Moore video?
Yeah.
This is a completely different podcast about blocking things and censorship. But the Michael Moore video, what was it called?
Humans.
Planet of the Humans, just been taken down.
Yeah, I know.
So now that's great. That's great. You lefties who took all these Alex
See,
Jones...
Here's the thing.
You lefties, you took all these Alex Joneses
You'll
down.
complain, and the next thing you know, they'll come for you.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go, how the fuck did this happen?
They took all the Alex Joneses and the David Icke's down, and you laughed. And now they're taking Michael Moore down.
Who's making the rules? Next are coming for you. I saw even some of you, because I spoke to some people, and some people defended it. They said,
they took Plandemic down, and now it's you.
They're coming for you now. They're coming for you. That's what's going to happen.
So when that started happening in the left, I thought, yeah, I'm out. I don't know what that's fascism. No, telling people what they can and can't think and say is fascism. And that's not left.
So to summarize what you're
saying. So that's why me and you got off the train.
To summarize what you're saying, Mark, to sum up what you're saying we're left wing. Left of Bernie Sanders, because we don't like homophobia, we don't like racism, but it's the left at the moment that are against freedom of speech,
right?
Is what you're
so
saying.
So I'm not left wing then, am I? All I am is a rational
a
human being.
I'm nothing.
A rational human
I'm
being.
I'm nothing, okay? I like a mix of everything, just like everybody. I'm nothing.
Be kind to each other and like try and help the underdogs out. I like that kind
people
of thing.
People say it is that simple. It is really that simple of treat people how you want to be treated.
Well, if you need a leader, you just, you know, we need a leader, if you need a leader, get a fucking dominatrix to piss in your mouth. Here's $300, go pay a dominatrix to piss in your mouth, you fucking boot-licking supplicant.
You don't need a leader.
Lead yourself, you loser. And look at the options that you've got anyway. If you think they're leaders, then wow. One.
If you think those two guys are the best
bonehead with an IQ of about 10 and a man who's got senile dementia, who's carted out for the profits, I'm sure, of the corporations who are
meat puppet
writing his scripts that he can't even read anymore, the poor bastard. They're your leaders.
It's actually hard to watch that guy.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch them both. Every time I watch them both, I just want
to... Well, we always say we don't want to talk about... But I'm sure we speak for about 99% of America.
Every time I watch these people, I just want to smash my head into a wall and go, why are we even paying attention to these people?
I think we have to say these things because I don't know if people are able to say it nowadays without feeling like they're going to get that hatred that we are saying that we don't... That you can't escape.
Look,
it.
I can only talk the facts, whether you agree with me or not. I can only talk the facts. Okay, I'm sorry.
But you can dispute our facts.
You can dispute my facts, and you can give me some information, and I know that I will change my opinion if you give me some facts.
It's some information that we didn't have access to. Maybe there's something we've missed. We're always open to that.
You're always open to it. Like the COVID thing. A lot of people think I'm some kind of guy who's going to go running around the street with no mask on. I'm not. But I'm also not the type of guy who's going to hide in my house until 2030.
No, I mean, where are we at with coronavirus? Are we still locked away?
I ain't got a clue.
I know that my timeline was blowing up with Lake Ozarks, and everybody was like, look at these morons, they're going to kill us all.
I had friends in the UK, I told you, I had friends in the UK sharing pictures of Scottsdale nightclub saying, these people are going to kill us all. And I'm like, what do you know of Scottsdale? It's like 200 degrees, not a living cell can exist up there. It's a desert. And the young people, But there are old people there as well. What I'm saying is, let them do... There's the only way we're going to find out. That's what I think. I think the only way we're going to find out...
The problem with Scottsdale is we know a bunch of douchebags who went up there to try and get laid just because the clubs are open and it's
like...
Well,
they'll probably catch chlamydia before they'll catch COVID.
Yeah. Let them do it. Let's see what happens. They can be our crash test dummies.
But that's the... it's literally the best case scenario. Let them go. Let them test it out. Let them all tonkiss.
The numbers in Arizona are low. The numbers in Missouri are low.
And if it spikes and they all start dropping like flies, I'll stay locked in my house, which is where I am at the moment. But if they don't get sick, we can glad... Because I'm telling you, you know, the banks are coming at me for money. They want money for these mortgages. And if you don't think businesses should open or you don't think DJs should go back to work, you should probably take a seat if you're not a DJ or somebody who's got a business. I've got a business. I need to earn money. So I'd have... People say to me also, you're going to go back to work, you idiot. I'd have to.
No, I'd love to sit back and spend my parents' money, but unfortunately, my parents, I haven't got any fucking money.
If you told me there's a rave of 150,000 people tomorrow and I've got to go in there and play, but I'd have to risk my life and go.
Yeah, we've had to get on flights after terror attacks. We've had to...
We did Gay Pride and that guy got caught.
After the shooting in Florida.
And he got caught with all the weapons that morning.
He got caught with all the weapons in California.
Heading to Gay Pride to shoot people up. And me and Matt were next on stage and I had to go up there and be like, yeah, just aim here. Don't miss, you know what I mean? Because I had two options. Either I don't go on stage. And remember, everybody left, man. Everybody left.
And they were sending us messages like, don't go on. I'm like, I'm going on. But that was part of our mentality as well. I'm going on.
I'm going on stage. I'm going on stage at Gay Pride. Fuck you. Shoot me then.
I feel a little less...
No, they might... You know what? Like, shoot me. You might make something out of me. Do you know what I mean?
I feel a little less... My ego's a little less... involved in how I feel about coronavirus. I feel like I've sort of indiscriminately wiped me out and it's not trying to make any political statement that
I
disagree
with. Well, I think coronavirus, like I say, I've got a really sore throat. I've been working out a lot.
I don't think that's a symptom of it.
It's not. I've been working out a lot and I've been trying to cut back on my diet. So maybe I didn't give myself enough nutrition and I got a bit run down.
The thing that got me is the Lake Ozark one.
I'm drinking lemon water. Do you think that'll kill COVID?
No. The Lake Ozark one... That happened. Everybody was bitching about it. And then one of my friends was he's a local guy from out there. And he's one of the guys that opens up for us when we go out there. And he sent me a video. He was one of the DJs playing. And he sent me a video playing our song. And I shared it and said, oh, it's good to see things getting back to normal. And our fans like jumped down.
Our fans like...
Not all of them.
No, a lot of fans have sent us inbox messages saying, why are you cheering for this? This is a danger to the human race and all this stuff. It's like, is it? We don't know. None of us know. We don't know. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know. I don't have an opinion on it. I don't know. I've told you what I'm doing. I'm staying home and staying away from people because if I went out there and got sick...
Wearing a mask and everything.
I'm wearing a mask out of respect for other people when I go to grocery stores. I'm social distancing. I'm doing all those things. But I don't know what to tell you.
But I also... I'm also
really concerned that they're trying to, you know, take our freedoms away. And the next thing you know, we're going to have some shit on our phone that follows us everywhere.
Yeah. Like, basically, a vaccine normally takes like 4 to 5 years to make. Now they're talking about having one ready by September in Britain and before Christmas in America. Where's that being tested?
And they're doing that.
I'm very suspicious. Let's just admit it. That vaccine's been there all the time. It was ready. Let's be honest. Now you're just waiting for the smallest amount of time you can before you release it where we'll still... fall for the fact that you just created it. Because I'm going to be heavily suspicious if you just...
Something weird's going on, guys. Yeah. So stay open-minded. Just stay open-minded, okay? Watch, because if they start telling you need to, you know, have this thumbprint thing every time you go to the airport, which is something they announced today, this thumbprint thing every time you go to the airport, this app on your phone that's going to tell you everybody you've been around and everybody... I hope none of you are having affairs out there. Do you know what I mean?
Well, they are. Of course they are.
Okay, well, you're fucked then. You can't have them anymore. You know what I mean? I'll tell you.
You better call your drug dealers and prostitutes now and tell them you won't be in that area.
You won't be giving them any business.
Getting the notification every time you go in the area to pick up your meth. Yeah. Hey, you're in an every area that's known.
Every time your weed dealer comes over and you're buying some weed on the side, you're going to get, you know, the cops are going to be kicking down your door because you've put an app on your phone to protect yourself from COVID. I'm open to that as well, okay? I'm open to everything, but the reality is, I don't know. It's all very weird.
I hope that they know that there has to be at least a thin veneer of humour applied to everything we say.
I'm
open to every single thing I've said being deadly serious as well. but I mean, you've also got to laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because the punchlines, but they're not delivered in the fashion of punchlines often because they're...
I think people get that we're okay. I think people get it. I think they do. And if they don't,
we're not going to be...
Hate on me. I told you about that already.
Good point. I will be rich.
Oh, what do you mean? I'll just be rich again. After all this COVID thing, it's like, oh, they hated on me. Ah.
but I think that's it, right, Alistair? I think that's all we wanted to say.
Just to hang out.
Yeah. You want 100% of people talking about you, 50% of them are going to have to love you, 50% of them are going to have to hate you. That's how you get rich. Anything else you want to add to that, Alistair?
No.
Oh, we have a song coming out on Friday.
Oh, yeah. I don't know when you're watching this, but we've got Come By coming out on Friday on Sony Music, and that's a song that we wrote for the TV show Riverdale. And did you see we had a lot of inbox messages from Riverdale
fans today? That's
really suspicious, right?
That is, yeah.
What is that?
Meanest publicist, maybe. Okay. I don't know what the hell that is. I woke up to a lot of messages.
People saying, when's Come By out? When's Come By out?
Which means that does happen.
And it's a kind of... we wrote it for a sex scene, a love scene in a TV show. So it's not like Energy, our current track that's out, which is a straight up disco house tracks. Energy and Instagram DJ. This is a sex scene song.
Yeah, it's like a chilled out, vibey song.
It's fucking music, man.
It is. But yeah, I mean, unless they aired Riverdale in some, because a couple of them seem to be Italian. So unless they aired Riverdale in Italy,
well, Riverdale's just gone on Netflix and it's number 3.
Could have been that. Maybe the episode just aired or something. Did they give it you all in a wanna?
What do you mean?
Well, they don't release...
Every episode
goes on immediately.
Everyone, yeah. Like, for example, the episode where our song's on,
yeah.
I've watched it.
Okay.
Well, I haven't watched the episode. I've watched our song and gone, click, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Riverdale, I'm sure you're awesome. Yeah. I'm sure you are, but I didn't have the time.
Yeah.
I was on my fifth wank of the day. A wank is jacking off, by the way, to Americans.
And no matter how much our song was over it, that sex scene just was not hardcore enough to even get Alistair.
It just whet my appetite. I'm like, ooh, a sex scene. I'm like, wait, no anal?
Is that even sex anymore?
Exactly.
Is that even first base?
Exactly. What is first base nowadays with all the porn that's out there?
Bukkake gangbang.
I was going to say Bukkake gangbang, yeah.
Yeah.
What is the one where they say like... Oh, it doesn't matter. Bukkake gangbang, that'll do.
But yeah, so Come By is out this Friday. It's us and our friend Mina Tobias and... So stay tuned for that. And yeah, that's it. If you can, hit like on this. We make them for free. And we'll continue to put them out there. But it really helps if you hit like.
And you can hear this podcast on all podcast platforms. You can watch it on YouTube or you can follow us just any of the podcast platforms. It's the EC Twins podcast.
And so just hit like and hit subscribe and all that kind of thing really helps. Anything else, Alistair?
Nope.
All right then, guys, we love you. Hopefully see you soon.